addicted, weak-minded people, searching for the God through the TV screen, with the preacher jacking off in their face. It's love for him, and it's pain for them. It makes me sick. All their pain poured into one, arms reached out to catch for fun, playing life's savior with no fear. But he knows his stacks will grow year after year, after tear, after tear, after year.
We'll be right back. One day I was walking down a long narrow path in the jungle with nothing on my feet. Each step felt like mud, though the ground was made of dirt. But it was purple dirt. It was like looking at the ground and seeing it brown. Well, picture it purple. Each step I took left a green footprint. The trees were yellow, and as a matter of fact, everything that was usually green was now yellow. Bright yellow. And then everything I bump into or touch would turn blue with clouds. The sky was orange with blackbirds flying around, and in the distance I could see this mountain coming up. And it seemed like the closer I got, the worse the smell became. After a quick sprint, I was there, and I touched this mountain and realized it was a big piece of shit. My first thought was, Paul Bunyan, but reality slapped me around and I knew it was the Jolly White Giant taking a squat on the jungle floor, dumbass. Well, I proceeded down my little path not knowing what I would find and not really prepared to encounter anything, being since I had no clothes on and no bag of tricks. But that didn't slow me down. I kept marching on, and what did I see but the most beautiful girl I had ever seen. Everything was properly placed, however, there was only one drawback. She was pink. I thought, would that be a good match? Pink and gold. You see, I was gold. Well, we touched and looked and smiled because we did match. Or did we? You see, love can be any color it wants to be. So now I had a friend to walk the rest of the journey with, and her name was Pink Jelly. Pink Jelly was real cool. She could hold her breath and change colors. Sometimes she was known as Psycho Jelly or Psychedelic Color Chick. Anyway, that was one of her many talents. It was nice having Pink Jelly along for the ride. Although we would rarely talk, we would spit color on each other and stare at what we spit. There was this one time when Pink Jelly was getting kind of cold, so I spit some red on her and warmed her up. You know, that made me feel real good inside, knowing that I helped Pink Jelly stay warm. I had the biggest golden smile for the rest of the day as we continued to walk down the wonderful purple path, holding hands.